Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A series of storms has given the Sierra a boost of snow, allowing ski resorts to open and, more importantly, giving a base to the snowpack. But along with the snow, we got a good soaking rain this weekend from north to south, east to west. Our parched state saw some decent rain totals, which is all typical for this time of year. But as we all know, it needs to continue. We just need to go back to last year when we had a great start to the season, plus a nice blast around Christmas, New Year's, and then the faucet just kind of shut off, leaving us with a dry January and marginal spring. So to put all of this into perspective, we've invited KCRA3 Chief Meteorologist Mark Finan back to Insight. Good morning, Mark.
And good morning, Vicky. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. Looking forward to having, you know, maybe a break from some wet weather, but also always grateful to have some wet weather, especially in California. Before we get into the rain and snow totals over the last, you know, 7 days or so, can you put this time of year in Northern California into context?
Well, you know, November, even October, November is when we're just kind of getting into the rain season. And we really can't read too much into what we do or don't see in October. November is a bit more telling, and November is kind of a month that we depend on, but it isn't one of the big rain makers. So ending the month of November with below average precipitation, well, not ideal, it isn't worth raising big alarms for. But as you get into December, January, February, March, those are really big months. And so far, these first 5 days of December certainly have been very good. But yeah, it's, as you mentioned, it's nice to have what we have, but we have to keep it going.
Yeah, it's kind of like a drop in the bucket. But it did seem like once like the calendar hit December 1st, we ended up getting some, you know, much needed precipitation. How did we do rain wise?
Well, in Sacramento, we had a little under 3 inches of rain over the course of those few days. And, you know, that's just terrific. And in the Sierra, we had a couple of feet of snow on Thursday. We had another 20 inches over the course of the weekend. It was a higher snow level over the weekend, so more water than snow. But on the west slope of the Sierra, there were some areas that saw up to 4 inches of rain over the last, especially on Saturday. So, yeah, this has been terrific. And what it's done is it's kind of rejuvenated some of the streams and creeks on the west slope. So now we have water flowing. And that's great. You know, when we start getting some rain in November, we saw some nice rain in the early part of November back around Election Day, and that's some nice snow too. But those early season rains just kind of soak into the ground. They don't do much for runoff. So now, after the rain we've had Saturday and continue to get here and there, we are now starting to see, well, like Folsom Lake, for instance, is up a couple of feet. So it does that downhill slide all the way into the early fall and mid-fall. And then at this time of year, we start getting some rain and Folsom Lake can start filling up again. That's just one small example, but we need to start seeing that on places like Shasta and Oroville and continue a gradual fill on those big reservoirs as we go through the next 4 or 5 months.
What are the status of the reservoirs now?
Yeah, it isn't good. They're quite low, you know, but this is the time of year when they are at their lowest. But they are, I don't have the exact numbers off the top of my head, but they are not quite at historic lows, but they are quite, quite low. And it would take a year of about 130 to 150% of average precipitation above Shasta and above Oroville to have those be full by the time we get to the month of May. I do know that the Department of Water Resources is well aware of where they are and that any rain that we get will be held, and they'll be managing that water as they have been having to over the last couple of years. But yeah, we need a lot of this above the reservoirs to fill those by the time we get to the end of the year. You know, and it's interesting, Vicky, while we had good rain in Sacramento and we're at something like 130% of average for this state, there's something called the 8-station index that the Department of Water Resources and others use. It's an index made up of 8 sites that go from roughly Blue Canyon up toward the Shasta area. So it covers all of that watershed of the Sacramento River and part of the American River and Feather River. And so it's an index that they put together to monitor how much water is going to be able to come down into those. And that index is still below average. For this time of year. Not by much, but while many other areas like the snowpack in the central Sierra and northern Sierra is generally slightly above average, that eight station index is still slightly below average. And that's a key factor into what will eventually go into Oroville and Shasta.
Yeah, I mean, there's just like a whole network of systems that we rely on for water supply. When we go up into the higher elevations, we were talking about rain, but what were snow totals over the weekend?
So the Central Sierra Snow Lab, which is up at Soda Springs, they measured 20 inches of snow, and they're right under 7,000 feet. So for a while, especially on Saturday, they'd have rain and then snow and then rain and then snow. So that's like what kept the snow totals down, whereas what we had on Thursday was all snow, and that's how we got 3 feet of snow plus in many areas, and it was terrific. But because this weekend, especially Saturday, was a little bit warmer, that kept those totals down. So if you just look at the raw numbers, 20 inches of snow is pretty modest for a good Sierra storm, but there is a lot of water locked into that because of the rain snow mix. Now, if you go above 8,000 feet, the top of the resorts, they did quite a bit better with 3 feet plus.
Overall, would you say that this was a warmer system than was forecasted?
We knew that the snow levels were going to come up. The one thing that we didn't anticipate, because the models were all over the place last week, was just how wet it was going to be. We thought that we might be able to get 3/4 of an inch to an inch of rain on Saturday, and we saw 1.75 inches. So it was quite a bit wetter. And what was interesting was that we finally got what we call an atmospheric river. It wasn't a great atmospheric river, but we finally got one. And those are the types of systems that we need from time to time throughout the year. What we have seen here and there is you get 1/4 of an inch of rain, maybe 1/2 inch of rain from a relatively modest system that goes by. Those are fine, but you need, let's see, if you have 1/2 inch of rain from one storm, you need 40 of those to get an average year.
So way to put it into context.
Yeah. So what you need are these atmospheric river storms from time to time, one or two a month over the next few months, that can provide you 1 inch, 2 inches of rain, 3 inches of rain on some of the extreme, more extreme examples. So we finally did get an atmospheric river sort of tap during the during Saturday, especially, and that's what's so beneficial. So a really beneficial rain on Saturday. And that's the sort of system that we'll need to see more of. Unfortunately, that what we saw quite often in November were systems that dropped down from the north, very little moisture with them. And even if they did bring us anything in the way of rain, it was less than 1/10 of an inch of rain. So yeah, Saturday's was different. It was wetter and it was terrific.
Yeah, it was. And we don't even have to go that far into the past. You know, we just go to last year where, you know, we started off with what felt like, you know, a pretty robust or decent wet season. And then it kind of was like the faucet turned off. You know, can you remind us what happened just last January, less than a year ago?
Yeah, so December was gangbusters. We were doing terrific last December. The ski areas were doing quite well. So we were having storm after storm. We even had some creek flooding in Sacramento County. It was that sort of thing. And then we got to the end of December, beginning of January, and we got into a lull. Now, it's interesting because every year we get a lull, I should say, almost every year. It may happen in January, February, sometime around 3 weeks. We'll, you know, might average 20 days, 30 days, something like that, where we get very little rain. And then the pattern switches again. So if that happens again sometime, let's say we go from Christmas to the middle part of January without anything in the way of rain, that's rather common. However, as a meteorologist, I always get afraid that the faucet isn't going to get turned back on again. So when we go through those, I'm always reminded of the fact that we do go through these lulls that are quite common for and on the average of about 3 weeks. But again, for me, I always like to at least have some rain on the 7-day forecast just to make me feel better.
Yeah. And also we don't have to go that far back either. You know, just a few years ago, this time in December 2017, you had the Thomas Fire, which was in December. But now we have, you know, a decent system that moved through our area over the last 7 days or so. Would you say that we can officially or unofficially declare wild season over with, especially when we talk about wildfire season as being year round?
Yes. We are not going to see any large fires, until, next spring. There will be small incidents that will happen here and there, but a key component here is when CAL FIRE themselves are doing prescribed burns, you know things are going to be pretty safe. And we've been seeing a lot of those not only in the Tahoe Basin, but down on the West Slope. So if they're comfortable in setting fires, then we should be feel safe that the fire season is over. But CAL FIRE does respond to incidents year round. But in terms of the kind of incidents that we worry about in our fire season, especially August, September, and October, those scale of fires, that type of fire, yeah, that's in our rearview mirror for this year anyway.
I'm just curious, Mark, given that you have like more than 30 years of covering and forecasting weather, specifically in Northern California, you came to KCRA in 1991. Are the fundamentals still the same? Or in what ways has your job changed?
My job has gotten somewhat easier, but also in some ways somewhat harder. The technology in terms of our forecast models is so much better than it was 30 years ago. 30 years ago, at KCRA, we did a 5-day forecast, and I always felt kind of iffy about day five. Now we do a 7-day forecast, and while I feel a little iffy about day seven, those first 4 or 5 days usually are pretty solid, and people can make plans off of those. So the modeling and the technology is getting so much better, and it's been a joy for me in my career to see the progress and also to see where it's going and how much better things are going to get from what we have now. But the way it makes it somewhat more difficult is because forecasting is getting better, the public's expectations are also higher. So, well, when I started doing meteorology back in the early 80s, we only did a 72-hour forecast. And so forecasting a snowstorm, more than 2 days out was a little on the extreme side. So giving people anything that they could plan on was very, very difficult. But then again, they didn't expect to know what the weekend was going to be like on Monday.
Well, as always, Mark, thank you so much for the perspective.
You're quite welcome.
Mark Finan is KCRA's chief meteorologist. You're listening to Insight here on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.